the idea flow from the truth into the falsity that exists in so much of the world. We're trying to get the truth to go out and to overcome the falsity that's being offered out there, and we can't do that alone, guys. It's not going to be just me talking on the Crusade Channel that's going to fix the thing, or neither Mike Church or anybody else. It's going to be all of us talking to everyone around us whenever we have the opportunity. So please, please, please go become a member. Go to Veritas Radio Network. Go to CrusadeChannel.com and click on the Join button. And then right after you do that, just dig around the website a little bit. You're going to find links to our Crusade Channel content app that's in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. Download that content app and use it like Miles did. Then start bragging on it to other people. Tell them how awesome it is. So Mike sends me a little message announcing two recurring Crusaders, Sam S. and Brian R. So one guy's in it for 3 years already. He's been a recurring 3-year Crusader. That's a high level membership guy. It means he must really believe in the Crusade Channel. And Brian's in his second year. So thank you guys for supporting the Crusade. We need all hands on deck. Email me, David@tffco.com. My phones are on the blink, they're on the fritz. They're not working today. It probably will ring, but it won't show us that they're ringing, so nothing we can do about that. So email me or get into the chat room, mikechurch.com. Go to the live chat link, and you will be in there talking to me at your whim. Okay. So, man, I tell you what. There's a website out there that I get a lot. I get emails and websites and links from everywhere under the sun. Financial, okay. I get stuff all the time, and one of the ones I like because it's more it's regular Joes like me out there who are kind of trying their hand at being either an advisor or just an investor. And it's called Seeking Alpha, and Seeking Alpha has a whole bunch of different writers. I could become a writer. I haven't. But they have these different writers who post their views on any and all things. So there's this one guy named the Heisenberg. And, you know, he just takes on his own little moniker. That's fine. And I read the Heisenberg with kind of mixed reviews. But anyway, the Heisenberg wrote this article called The United States of Red Ink. I have about, what, maybe 10 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes before the end of this segment. So I'll probably start the article. And as Aaron said, I'm better when I get worked up. I'm going to start getting worked up as I'm doing this article, and then I'm going to have to take a break and come back and sweat and scream some more after the top of the hour. But if you want to look it up, it's on Seeking Alpha. It's by a guy who calls himself the Heisenberg, and it's called The United States of Red Ink. Here's the summary. On Tuesday, the IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, slashed its outlook for global growth. But you're not interested in that, are you? No. Okay. Second point, no. But you probably are interested in what the fund had to say about the U.S. and the prospect of fiscal stimulus wearing off in short order. That's the second summary point. And he says his third summary point is, I'm going to take you on a journey through a red ink creation machine. Okay. Now, I'll preface this whole discussion with, there are people who, if I were in the same room and we got to an economics discussion, we would clearly be on different ships.